Federal agents arrest suspects in anti-ICE church protest in Minnesota. Trump administration officials announced on January 22 that federal agents had arrested several suspects who allegedly organized a protest against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement at the city's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. The first suspect arrested was Nekema Levy Armstrong, who was apprehended during a morning operation by FBI agents and ICE's Homeland Security Investigations Division. She is being charged with a felony for alleged conspiracy to violate someone's constitutional or legal rights, which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Attorney General Pam Bondi wrote on social media that Armstrong allegedly played a key role in organizing the coordinated attack on City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. "Listen loud and clear, we do not tolerate attacks on places of worship," Bondi added. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem also shared news of the event, including a picture of Armstrong in the custody of an HSI special agent. "Religious freedom is the bedrock of the United States. There is no First Amendment right to obstruct someone from practicing their religion," Noem wrote on social media. Bondi also announced the arrest of an additional suspect, Chanto Louisa Allen, in the case. The Department of Homeland Security later shared footage of the woman in HSI custody, noting that she had been charged with a conspiracy to deprive rights, the same charges against Armstrong. FBI Director Kashyap Patel later announced the arrest of a third suspect, William Kelly. Patel also announced that the second arrestee, Allen, had been charged with a violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, which criminalizes blocking entrances to abortion clinics, though it was unclear whether City's church provided abortion services. On January 18, protesters entered the city's church during a worship service and began to chant slogans opposing ICE's removal operations against foreign nationals and suspected illegal immigrants. They accosted members of our congregation, frightened children, and created a scene marked by intimidation and threat, the church wrote in a statement on its website about the incident. "Church buildings are meant to be places of peace and solace, where worshipers can hear and live out this message. We therefore call on local, state, and national leaders to protect this fundamental right. We are evaluating next steps with our legal counsel," the church added. Since December 1, ICE and federal law enforcement officers of other agencies have been deployed in large numbers to the Twin Cities area of Minneapolis and St. Paul for Operation Metro Surge. The operation has been opposed by the state of Minnesota and both cities, which have sued NOAM in federal court to block it. The protests against ICE have grown in intensity after a driver, Renee Nicole Good, was shot and killed by ICE officer Jonathan Ross on January 7, after she drove her vehicle toward the officer. The Trump administration has defended Ross's actions as self-defense and said the officer was struck by the vehicle, while progressive groups and Democratic elected officials have criticized the shooting.